From news across the world to events in your community, hear about it all on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Centers, fabulouser than ever, so we appreciate all his hard work as our producer. In the studio with us now, Amanda Unzueta is here. She's chair of the Lewisburg Garden Tour that's coming up. That makes her an active and eager member of the Lewisburg Garden Club, and probably just a good Lewisburg area resident. Welcome aboard.
Thank you. Good morning, Mark. Thank you for having me.
Oh, my gosh. Well, thank you. Thank you so much for coming in super early to talk about the garden tour. I'm going to first confess that I haven't been on it, but I always see the depictions and some of the photographs and social media posts afterward. Tell us about this. It's really quite an enchanting thing.
It is. It really is. It's such a nice day to get outside with family and friends and tour all the gardens in Lewisburg and in New Berlin. We have two actually this year. And it's just a nice day to stroll around, see what your neighbors have done in their gardens, and just enjoy just a beautiful day being
right
outside.
And the Lewisburg Garden Club, set the scene. What is the club?
The club is an organization that's been around for decades. And we are really a big part of the community. And I don't think people realize how big we are. And how active we are. We are a group of women and men that meet almost monthly, and we are really there to talk about environmental issues, gardening, wildlife, conservation, things of that nature. And it also gives everyone a chance to meet together socially and really share ideas.
Do you talk about this year's weed, whatever it is? Because I know different invasive species pop up from year to year.
Well, you know what? I haven't been to that lecture recently, so I'm not sure what weed we're talking about.
No, yeah,
this
I don't
year.
Know either. I'm just saying. I'm speculating. You know, it seems like one year clovers everywhere, and the next year it's strawberries. So
yes,
there's wild strawberries that you typically don't allow.
Yes,
in
I think
the
we actually are speaking a little bit more about a moth this year, an invasive moth that's coming in. I know I've heard some information about that, and it actually is pretty invasive to fruit trees and grapes, arbors, things of that nature.
Okay, so that's more of a significant pest than maybe
is.
Just a nuisance.
It most certainly is.
The gardens at Hufnagel Park, those are cared for by the Garden Club.
Yes, we actually maintain them, and we plant the plants that are there. That was all provided from by the Lewisburg Garden Club. We maintain that. So as the seasons come through, we're in there. You'll see people in there weeding and planting and things of that nature. So when you go by and you see everything there, it's looking so beautiful, you can thank the Lewisburg Garden Club for that.
Well, good. And I know you do have a small sign there that indicates that the Garden Club takes good care of that particular part of town. And I noticed that you decorated additionally thematically. So at Halloween or 4th of July, you'll get some appropriate decorations.
Absolutely. We have flags for then, and we do a big scarecrow thing for the Halloween time. So that's really a fun.
I'm frightened of that part of town because of the scarecrow. Recycling. You mentioned that you are one of the people who's assisting in Lewisburg's recycling aspects?
Yes. We help out with the, we participate with the programs for Union County's recycling.
Oh, I see. Okay. And come high school time, scholarships from the Lewisburg Garden Club?
Yes. That's where some of our funds go for our fundraising. Again, we're doing the garden tour this year. Some of that funding will go to scholarships for high school students, which is a great it's a great way to give back to the community.
Okay, the garden tour is Saturday, June 1st, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., rain or shine. As you mentioned, Lewisburg and the New Berlin Gardens are on there. So describe some of these gardens that folks can see in Lewisburg and New Berlin.
Sure. We have a variety of different types of gardens. One of our gardens, our owner has basically sort of started replacing all of her plants with native plants to Pennsylvania. So she's trying to go through, trying to attract wildlife with all of the native plants that we would see here in Pennsylvania. So she's doing that. We also have a very formal French garden here in Lewisburg. So that's very, very different. It has a lot of art, sculptures. You're not going to see a lot of flowers,
and
but
that
you'll
formal symmetry.
Formal symmetry, very, very much formal French garden. So very, very different from what we would normally see around here. And then you have some other gardens that are just. We actually have a potted plant garden, so you'll see a lot of potted plants. That's a majority of what their garden consists of, which is very different and fun. It's just very fun ways, and the public gets a chance to see how these gardeners express themselves and maybe take a little bit of that back to their own home and say, I can do that, and that's something that I might be able to manage to do to beautify my own property and things of that nature. So that's another great outcome of the garden tour.
And the aspect, one of the New Berlin gardens, I think we can say Nancy and John Showers are on that list because so many people have been to their garden.
Right, absolutely, absolutely. And John has been working tirelessly to get everything prepared for June 1st, and it is, from what I hear, it's just absolutely beautiful.
Well, yeah, I think do you garden at all?
I do.
Okay,
I do.
So then you know how noteworthy it is that these gardens are presentable so early in the year.
Yes. Yes. All of the weeding and the planting and then more weeding.
Right. That needs to take place, is taking place. And I noticed that you mentioned that some of the gardens have a sort of a green focus, more environmentally friendly focus.
Yes, they do. Actually, Kathy Fry and Paul Yukabik's garden actually has a very much environmental focus. So they're doing things with solar. Again, native plants are doing things with recycled materials. Then we have April again here in Lewisburg, and she's doing things with native plants and things of that nature. So we are taking, some of our gardeners are doing more of an environmental conservative way of gardening.
You are so smart to bring your young son, Sebastian. Say good morning, Sebastian. Say good morning out loud. Go ahead. You can say one word out loud. Go ahead. He's being so good and so quiet. You can hear him a little bit over there. We gave him a new book to draw. He brought his name tag and everything with him. Well, good morning, Sebastian. He's not going to talk to us today, but he's a super good kid. How old is Sebastian?
4.5.
4.5, okay. Mm-hmm. And he's going to finish up preschool today, right?
Yes, he is.
All right, well, he's a super egg, so I appreciate you bringing him along. So as you visit each of these gardens, you get some light refreshments along the way. Local artisans will be at each place. Where can you get tickets if you want to pay the $10 and you want to go on the Lewisburg Garden Tour on June 1st? Where to go?
Well, we have a few places, a few businesses uptown, the Purple Platypus and the Mercantile on Market Street in Lewisburg, over in Markets. Also, and there are many ways you can see where the gardens are located.
Theme this year by chance?
It doesn't. It is just the Garden Tour of Lewisburg this year.
Okay. And where can I get more information online?
You can go to our website, which is lewisburggardenclub.org.
Okay, you're
and
sure.
You should be able to find all the information you need there.
All right, fabulous. Well, I'm going to end the way I began, and that's with you inviting people to do what is often an enchanting tour of some of these gardens.
Yes, thank you very much. Thank you very much. We look forward to seeing everybody out there on June 1st.
Amanda Unzueta is here, and she's from the Lewisburg Garden Club, chair of the Lewisburg Garden Tour that is on Saturday, June 1st, 10 to 3. You can check them out on Facebook or lewisburggardenclub.org, and make sure you're looking at the right one. I looked at one yesterday, and it was not the correct one. It was a different Lewisburg, Virginia, or something or other, but don't make that mistake. But you'll recognize some of those local place names there, and the Mercantile and Rife's Greenhouse and Purple Platypus, so you'll recognize all of those. Amanda, thank you so much for all you're doing for Lewisburg and the whole community and for the Garden Club and
so on. Thank you, Mark, for giving us the opportunity to come in here and talk to you this morning.
You bet.